Yeah.
What if I couldn't read? I'd be so embarrassed.
And you know, we both use readers and glasses. Right. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Now I might be, a little bit insecure about wearing glasses in public, mm-hmm. but I get away with it because I have bifocal contacts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they don't have the science perfect yet. Mm-hmm. So it's not as good as glasses, and I half the time still have to hold things 5 feet from my body to read, but I threw that on you without your glasses, so very good. Excellent job, Kevin. So with Kevin Stewart Swain, a few years ago, the Al Harlow album Now came out, and many listeners here in Pittsburgh were not hip to Al Harlow, even though they knew his music in Prism. Of course, he is the leader of Prism. And the album came out, and just about every DJ here at the station was playing it, and the phones just would light up. Well, the lead single, which actually became a real hit, was written by none other than my partner here in the studio, Kevin Stewart Swain, talking about My Mind is Running Away with You. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the interesting things, here's a little snippet. I first called that song, I Don't Hate Myself Enough to Love You. and Al was in the throes of romance at that point. And I thought, well, he's never going to sing this. So I basically changed it to suit his life right at that time. And plus, I was thinking of myself, be a nice hook. My mind is running away with you. I just quite liked it. So I changed everything. I wrote the lyrics, and we started recording it, and I actually had to ask them to dump the track. It was too slow and too low.
Really?
Yeah, so I said, let's cut it again, and we cut it again faster and higher. Now, Al says, I can never sing that song live, it's just killing me. I hope he does, though, but that's kind of the news.
You know, that reminds me of this story with Queen, with Freddie Mercury, that Brian May brought to him the song Flash, mm-hmm. for the soundtrack for Flash Gordon. And Freddie went in the studio and came out swearing at Brian and said, I just ripped my vocal cords to sing that song. Why did you have to do it so high? But he got it in two takes and they were able to use it.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he played it live, when Queen played that live, which they didn't do a whole lot of, they brought it down a key or two.
Yeah.
Well, there is a terrific video with this song. And you know the song because it's got a lot of airplay. We're going to play it right now. Courtesy of Kevin Stewart Swain, this is Al Harlow from the Now album. My Mind is Running Away with You, WRCT 88.3 FM.
Carlo of Prism with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Courts in session on WRCT 88.3 FM.
to Jennifer in... Boy, where? I didn't write down where Jennifer is. Well, going out to Jennifer by request, Jeff Healey, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And that was his sophomore album. It went gold all over the world. And here in the studio with Kevin Stewart Swain, you had two good stories about it. Not only the Beatles, on who was playing bass.
Yeah, who was playing bass on the original of that song, because Paul was on piano, Eric Clapton was the lead guitar solo, so it was either John or George, and neither one of them could remember, you know?
The mystery.
Yeah. And then Jeff Healey, who I didn't know or anything, but he was playing on the island, Vancouver Island. And my friend Carl was the opening act, and afterwards they're kind of partying by the swimming pool. And Jeff Healey
had been hydrating.
He'd been very much hydrated, yes, he was very hydrated. And he wanted to fight Carl, blind and everything. He's just swinging and going, come on, you wimp, like, what are you afraid of me? And just challenging Carl to a fight. I don't know what Carl did. He's really, things like that happen to Carl. And, I guess it dissipated in the end, but I remember that story.
Wow.
Probably over girls, right?
It's always, wars have been started over women, you know? Before the Jeff Healey, going out to Kim in Shadyside, and she called in, and she's excited about the Outlaws Saturday and Sunday, and that's from an album that you will not hear them play from. That's from Los Hombres Malo, 1982 Rebel Girl, and there's a story with that. You want to keep that going? And keep that music going?
Okay.
The background of Black Oak, Arkansas. Story behind Rebel Girl, single from the album, followed up the Outlaws having huge success with their big hit single with Ghost Riders in the Sky. And as the new album came out, when it was released to radio, it had been mixed so poorly that radio DJs, even fans of the Outlaws, didn't want to play the album on the air. The record label panicked. They hired a new producer to remix the album, pressed a four-track EP. Now, of course, back in 1982, there were no CDs. So all the stations were only playing vinyl, like what we do here in Courts in Session. And by the time the new four-track was pressed, remixed, and sent to the radio stations, the album had died. And so, poor album sales. And if you're a record collector and you run across, and I've got a few copies of this in my collection, you've run across the four-track Outlaws with the radio promo mixed for radio, it's worth a few bucks. Great tune, of course, the great Huey Thomason singing. He's singing that up in the sky now. But you won't hear the guys playing that Saturday or Sunday, but they're going to be playing some great music. And before that, we opened up with Kevin's hand-penned My Mind is Running Away from You by Al Harlow. And I absolutely love that video. That video is a lot of fun. And if you like the song, it's worth checking out on YouTube, because it's just... song is high energy and catchy, and so is the video.
A shout out to Steve Harlow, Al's son, who remade that video. Because we kind of did what you're talking about. I had my version of the video out with us in the rehearsal space. He added all those cars and everything to it, and color match, and did all this great stuff. So, Stephen Harlow. And before I forget, Lisa Freakrock. I just want to say hi to Lisa Freakrock.
I believe her birth name is Beautiful Lisa Freakrock.
Yes.
So the lovely Lisa. Here with Kevin Stewart Swain. You listen to Courts in Session right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. What fun. Artemis Pyle calling in earlier in the night. We got rock and roll this weekend with the Artemis Pyle Band, the Outlaws, Saturday at the Palace Theater, and the Outlaws Sunday at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh for an all-acoustic show. I'm going to just be in rock and roll heaven this weekend. So talking rock and roll heaven, it's Canada, it's the late 70s, mid-70s, and Kevin Stewart Swain is in high school.
And in Brian Bentall.
Oh, well, there we go. All right.
Very young, though.
All right. But And you are a fan of Prism, and Prism's arch rival is the band
Trooper.
And tell the story.
Well, my first band, so at that point, it wasn't late 70s because it was a bit before, like 77 or something. And I was in my first band called Joyride. And we were rehearsing and kind of stopped to argue about who was better, Trooper or Prism. And I was on the Prism side, Al. So, you know.
And of course, Trooper, who had hits in America, they sold more albums in Canada than The Who or The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, they're like our Beatles.
Yeah, they were the Canadian Beatles. But never, like Prism, Prism had hits here in the States, but never had the huge fame that they had across the border and Canada.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got the Hot Shots album, and they never said, but that was a greatest hit, so they came out really strong because they put an album out with a chock full of really great songs and didn't say it was greatest hits, you know, Canadian style.
So. Well, let's do this. So we're going to reverse this. Mm-hmm. So you were in Prism in the... avoiding the fist fight, but arguing. So instead of you picking your favorite Prism song, I would make you pick, what's your favorite, and we'll play it right now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Trooper song?
Well, this one kind of got overlooked because the album had tons of hits, and I mentioned it to Ray McGuire the other day, how, what a great lyricist he is on top of other things, but it's a song called Live from the Moon.
Oh, what a great track. Well, here it is. I think it's 1976.
Could be.
Right around there. Don't hold me to that. This is Trooper, WRCT.
Favorite Prism tune. Now I gotta say, what is your favorite Trooper song? Your favorite Prism song, because I'm on the Trooper side too.
All right, well, Love and Ale Harlow. I'm going back to the Henry Small days. This is when love goes wrong, and man, Henry could sing. Fade it down. This is fun. Fun live radio. Don't try this in the shower, guys.
You tell me it's all over. Cheers to one another.
Singer, you're listening to Courts in Session here, joined tonight by Kevin Stewart Swain. My favorite Prism song, When Love Goes Wrong. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna do something special tonight. We're gonna sign off for the purposes of the replay show that will be aired Friday morning and Sunday night, but we're gonna keep it going for another half hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, Courts in Session is now Courts Adjourned. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. What a ball. What great phone calls. Going to give away another pair of Rolling Stones movie passes next week. And I'm going to take a few days to recover from seeing the Armis Powell Band, the Outlaws, Saturday at the Palace Theater in Greensburg, and Sunday at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh. I want to remind you guys to take care of each other. Be kind to each other and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WRCT.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh. We own
everything.
And your soul is next.
We don't actually have the legal documentation to back that up.
Gather round, creeps. Gather round, fools. Gather round, spirits, and gather round, ghouls. Listen to me, for I have a story of blackening fright and all things gory, of grinning pumpkins and demon cats, of wicked witches and scurrying rats. They all come together to celebrate and feast. Larry the Wolf and Igor the Beast. This is the night when little babies cry and orange mist pours from their eyes. Monster girls and monster men patiently wait for the fun to begin. What do they know that you've never seen? Well, I'll tell you, my friend, a glorious hoot nanny called Halloween.
shouldn't believe the things in papers. They can't come true. And don't believe the things that you see on TV, 'cause they'll never happen to you.
Rock and roll Halloween. with the Dixie Chicks from Nashville, Tennessee. The fat one is flirting with me. Get scissor hands, get angry while wrestling a cigarette machine. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll. Hooker nurse, hooker cop, please, please dance with me. Pregnant nun, pregnant bride, pregnant guy sitting on me.
Thank you. legacy. Keep on keep till the neighbor's gonna die of fright. It's our town. Everybody speak.
In this town of Halloween.
Like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise. Round that corner man hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and howl your scream.
This is Halloween, red and black and slimy green.
Weren't you scared, Bill? That's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream, everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween.
Lying at night with a tearaway face. Kill you in a flash and gone without a trace.
I am who? Who's there?
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am a shadow in the moon at night,
filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Jack might catch you in the back and scream like a banshee. They can jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween. Everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Our man Jack is king of the pumpkin patch.
Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.
Thank you.
extra bonuses, costumes are the best. Now you can tell a skeleton from a skeletonette.
There's a downtown fair singing out Proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street. And some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of. Especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags. I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again. And Johnny Rio and Rotten Rita, you never see those faces again. This Halloween is something to be sure of, especially to be here without you. There's the born again losers and the lavender boozers and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D, a Tinkerbell and tights.